Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Just looking through the iceberg effect at the minute, and I thought, well, to lead on to my next story, it's important for me to, just read the acknowledgement that has been written by Dean. It's only a page and a half, so shan't take long. And I'm sure Dean won't mind, but it's something I'd like to share. Acknowledgements. So many people have positively influenced my online career, and I've struggled to think of strategies or concepts that we use today but have not been taught or shared in some parts by others. While throughout this book I aim to give credit where credit is due, some people deserve a special attention and thanks for this part of my journey. To my first ever online mentor, Alex Jeffries. Being a student of yours changed with the course of my life forever. I don't think I could ever repay you for what you've done for me, and I'll be forever grateful. Russell Brunson, I've been a fan of yours for many years before joining your mastermind program. At the time I became a student of yours, I was, and I now laugh, rich and miserable. Your advice and encouragement helped shape me as an entrepreneur and gave me new life to my company, to move forward and impact the lives of so many more people than I could have alone. Through their products, programs, books, and even free content they've published, I'd like to mention some of the special individuals who have made a difference to me throughout the years, in no particular order. Mike Filsaime, Todd Brown, Tony Robbins, Jason Flandelin, Michael Chaney, Les Brown, Mike Michalowicz, Rick Sheffrin, Michael Maston, Sam Ovens, and Perry Belcher. There will undoubtedly be so many more, and for those who have provided value, thank you. Finally, thank you to my team. I can't be the easiest person to be with at times. With all my wacky thoughts and complete blind faith in 100% of my ideas to be successful, ha! I could never accomplish all we do without every one of you. You inspire me to be a better person, and together, we're all making a positive difference. Man, I love reading these like forewords and acknowledgements and prefaces. They're just so impactful, and honestly, they just bring a tear to my eye. And it just brings me on to like story one of his book, basically. The power of email marketing, One day, 4 years down the line of trying to make it online, not making any money, he opened an email and it said, I'll just get this right. And it said, "Meet me in London, I'm paying." There's a subject line that Dean had read, and it changed his life forever. Basically, he was invited down to London for an event, and everything was going to be free to the first 10 people that replied. And eventually replied and got a response back, and he's like, "Yeah, Dean, you're one of the 10. Come down." And at this time, he was so much in debt, like he could barely afford to get a place to go down there. And another reason why I connect with Dean so much, he went down and wore his construction jacket, like he goes into in the book, and it was several sizes too big for him. And I'm from the construction industry as well, and believe it or not, he lives down in Nottinghamshire. He's like from in and around Lincoln and Nottingham, Newark, all places I've lived and worked. Every single one of them I've lived and worked. And it can't be a matter of faith. He used to sell sweets at school. You know my story. And yeah, epic opportunity just to be with Dean. But let me continue the story. And just to point out, this is the one and only Alex Jeffries, the guy that's changed his life forever. He ended up joining his coaching program after the 2 day event, and you know, the one thing he said to him before he left to go home was like, "Alex, can I get a photo with you?" And he's like, "What's the first thing I should do?" He's like, "Dean, first thing you should do is start a blog and share your story." And you know, before long, people started connecting with him, sharing their stories, and it all blew off from there. And that was, 12 years ago now. And it is a similar, obviously, that he's had such a huge impact in Dean's life, because now Dean's teaching, you know, every single step in his program, every single step, you know, from, you know, setting up a blog, committing to doing a blog, free traffic, paid traffic, setting up funnels, everything, just everything's done for you almost. And you know, it was 9 months after he joined that program that he ended up leaving his work, leaving his construction job in July 2009. And yeah, all started from there. And that leads me on to a guy called Russell Brunson, who's obviously, Dean has mentioned. Russell's got a book on traffic. And that's what I've been doing for the last couple of days. I've been working on understanding that better. Do my best to, you know, learning the marketing, because that's the concept of everything at the end of the day. Obviously, you need to know how to deal with people, all the technical stuff, understand everything, etc., etc. But this is where the magic happens, and it's one part of the thing that Dean teaches you. But I like a broad spread, you know. Dean's the main man with the program, knows everything. But I still like to learn sort of tips and tricks from everyone, you know. Dean's got his own podcast where they have special guests on all the time. He's always learning still. And if he's still learning from other people, I want to still be learning from other people. I'm still rigid though. I'm still sticking to the program. Just going off to supplementing. Not changing, supplementing. And that's what it's all about. Russell's book's called Traffic Secrets, The Underground Playbook for Filling Your Websites and Funnels with Your Dream Customers. And the foreword's by Dean Graziosi. I really want to read the foreword for that as well. But, you know, I'll let you pick up the book when you get round to it and make your own decisions. Beautiful stuff. So what I've been doing over the last couple of days is I've written down over 12 sayings for, you know, basically everything stems from health, wealth and relationships. So if you've got wealth, you've got, you know, people started off in wealth, and as that became saturated, people went into, you know, eBay, Amazon, but whatever really, and now it's gone from, you know, those subcategories into niches like affiliate marketing, you know, Amazon FBA, those sorts of stuff. And you know, it's really just niching down on everything about your dream customer that you want into your funnel. And you have to understand the difference between, you know, those moving from away from pain, so people that understanding their pain points, where they are at the minute, and you know how you speak to them when they're moving away from that. And I've written down 12 things, more than that actually, of my dream customer that would be. And in this book, they teach you how to come up with all that. And then there's one from pain to pleasure. So instead of moving away from pain, they're moving towards pleasure. So it's almost like cold traffic into warm traffic in a sense. And things that they would say, like, oh, I want, You know, if they're moving away from pain, it's like, oh, I hate my boss. I can't stay here any longer. Or from moving towards pleasure, it's like, oh, I want that dream car or this perfect house or something along those lines in a very basic context. And as I've already said, I've just been going deeper into my Dream 100, you know, picking out people, more people that I can relate to, not necessarily people just in affiliate marketing, people that are higher up on the chain than me, and, you know, podcasts, blogs, all that sort of stuff, you know, YouTube, Facebook, and just trying to get like 20, 30 from each, even if they overlap, and then just keep adding to that every day. So that's what I've been doing with that. So tomorrow I'm just going to be moving on to my hook story offer, the attractive character, and just sort of really delving deep into that again, and just, you know, putting it all together and just trying to get the basics for this, you know, down to T, and just moving from there, because that's what it's all about. And I just realized this book is massive. But it's Saturday tomorrow, so I'm on it. Right, guys. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.